Okay. We're here with hometown talent from North Carolina named Emily Meyer. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, so I grew up right on the coast. I didn't really come from a musical family. I'm kind of the black sheep. I'm the only one that really does it. But yeah, you know, music is something that's always, you know, been a passion of mine, obviously. And I went on American Idol in 2007, which seems like forever ago. And when I came off of the show, I went back to school and got my degree, and then and once I graduated college, I moved to Nashville 2 weeks later. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a plan.
A lot of the success stories start off just like that.
Yeah.
Right, your current single is called Funky Feel Good. Have you had a chance to visit any radio stations to promote it? And if so, how has it been received?
Yeah, I just did my first radio tour last month, and it was awesome. It was so fun, and I always enjoy going to the stations because, I mean, they're what makes this happen.
Right.
You know, so I always love going to meet people and speaking in different towns. But, you know, the single, it's a feel-good song. I mean, it is what it says it is. It's just, It's one that you start grooving to, and you're bobbing your head, and you can kind of tap out of whatever's going on around you for 3 minutes and just kind of go to a place of fun for a second.
Yeah. Okay. How would you best describe your style of music?
Country, for sure. I did an EP that the single's on, and that'll be released later this year. And most all the songs are pretty, you know, what you would traditional country,
okay.
Yeah, what you would think.
Nowadays, there's really no such thing as country music.
You're right.
It's all pop country.
You're
rock
so
country.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely more. I love '90s country, and so when I went in, to do this project, I wanted to really tap into that and kind of recreate that good stuff. So, country. I mean, I grew up on everything. So there's some rock influence, some pop, but you know, you're not gonna hear no drum loops, and there's definitely steel guitar on it. So.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Right. Musically, what was the ultimate goal you hope to achieve?
I would love to play the Opry. Have not been asked to play the Opry yet, so that's a big goal. Yeah, I would love to play the Opry. You know, just obviously being nominated for any award amongst, you know, such great names in the industry is a huge, you know, huge accomplishment and something I hope to do. But I have a huge list. I got to start checking some stuff off.
Yeah. Well, that leads to my next question. What is the number one item on your bucket list outside of music?
Ooh, number one item on my bucket list. I'm going to go back and say the Opry. I am.
Okay.
I think, I guess growing up, that is such an iconic image in my head. I mean, it is in itself, but it's what I, as a child, remember as like the ultimate highest high. Like, it's just on a pedestal for me.
Right.
So being able to go and play that would probably be the number one on my list.
What's been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
The biggest wow moment, definitely opening for a lot of the, you know, my great friends. I'm great friends with Parmalee. They're North Carolina boys.
Right.
So I've got to share the stage a handful of times with them. Anytime I can share the stage with someone else in the business is always, you know, a lot of fun and, you know, kind of neat to get to know each other. But as far as like something crazy, I played this show one time and these two grandmothers got in a fist fight. So
and there's a country song to be written.
Right? Yeah, that was total typical country song. And I usually can hold, if something happens on stage, I can hold it together pretty well. But that was one of those moments, like, I just stopped. It was like, is anybody else saying this right now?
Okay, outside of music, what is something that you're extremely passionate about?
Children. I went to school for education, so I love being able to work with kids. Any kind of charity I can be involved with children is close to my heart. So, yeah, definitely kids.
Okay.
They're just so cute.
What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses musically?
My biggest strengths are, I think I've been told I have a very big voice for, you know, I'm only 4'11", and so I'm kind of little, and that's always a great compliment when someone says that I have a powerful voice. But my weakness is I'm probably too hard on myself. We're all our toughest critics. You know, if I have a rough night, I can pretty much promise that no one in the crowd felt that way, but I will beat myself up about it. I mean, I'm a perfectionist.
Okay. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
Play. It doesn't matter about the money. Play for free. Just play. Play, get some experience. The more you play, the more you figure out who you want to be as an artist. So that's my biggest thing, is just get out there and play and don't worry about the money. Money will come.
Okay. And lastly, anything else you'd like our readers to know about you or your music? Just an open-ended, whatever you want
to say. You know, it's just, it's real. It's something that everybody can relate to. I co-wrote all the songs on the EP and the new single as well. And so there are a lot of personal stories. There's something you can relate to. And I like the good storytelling songs. And I think that's probably why I love 90s country music, because right. It was just, you know, pretty much diaries set to music.
Exactly.
I'm a real person, and I've got stuff to say, and I have the same problems in life that everybody else has. So, you know, I think I'm normal.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I
thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
No, I appreciate you squeezing me in. Thank you so much.